Just going to run this dog to see if we can find any type of human remains that are left.
Listen to Where Secrets Go to Die, The Disappearance of Derek Hennigan. From the Detroit Free Press, a new podcast set in the woods of Michigan's Upper Peninsula. Available on Apple, Spotify, Freep.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. I'm standing out in operations. It is noon on our official clock here at the Hurricane Center. Specialists still tracking everything to do with Hurricane Florence here. Still some big impacts. Let's look at the latest on the radar. The center was pretty stationary over the last couple hours, but starting to see some westward movement very slowly with time. The center located right around here. So Wilmington was put in the eye wall for quite a long period of time. So still the expansive amount of rainfall. But something I want to show you that's real important. The slower the center moves, the slower these rainfall areas move, the rain bands. And why is that important? Let me draw some lines here. It looks like from a distance, it looks like all these storms and that's heavy rainfall. It looks like it's moving because it's rotating around the system. But if you look at it, it's channeled in the same areas, moving at the same speed as the center. So as a result, you start seeing a real pileup of some of the rainfall. And actually, we got a reading a little bit ago and starting to see some areas add up. And we did get a gauge that looks like about 18 inches. And we still got a long way to go with this. And the slow movement has been a story the entire time. Still the forecast on track to move slowly inland into South Carolina with time, remaining a hurricane the rest of the day, but then with time, tomorrow morning becoming a storm, and eventually even 8 a.m. on Sunday, still in portions of South Carolina. So we're not moving very fast at all. We're waiting on a system to the north to finally kick the rest of Florence out, but in the meantime, a lot of water, a lot of flooding, and long-lasting effects with this situation. So let's look at some of those effects. One of them has been, of course, we've been talking about this storm surge for a long time. A lot of it already inland as well, and look like 4 to 6 feet or so in South Carolina. And I do want to mention this because it's important. Some places South Carolina may not have seen some of the values yet, but as we move inland, you start switching this flow of wind around to make more onshore. So places like Charleston with time still could see some of that onshore flow and see some of those water rises. And the big amounts, 7 to 11 feet, and all the way up north till we get to the Virginia border, 2 to 4 feet. That is a lot of water. And we have seen some of the areas that we've been talking about have that water, really diving in a little closer. This is a particular of interest. We've been talking about New Bern for much of the week and how the water gets channeled in these areas. Remember, these rivers usually have all the flow of the rainfall going out. You talk about the Neuse River, talking about the Pamlico River. And what happened was once we had got close to the shore with the hurricane, it forces all that water up into these areas. And where it piles up, really where it comes together, it piles up and you get some of the large values of about 11 feet. We still have to drain the rain. We still have high tide coming in. So as a result, that water is going to be very slow to drain. Slow movement means a lot of rain, and that continues to be a problem in addition to this storm surge. Look at the rainfall. We've been consistently talking about these values of right around the center and to the right, very slow movement, 20 to 30 inches of rain. Remember, I talked about 18 inches already, and we're just getting started. Inland, Charlotte, 10 to 15, even working our way up into Virginia, starting to see some of those values, 6 to 10 inches of rain. Remember, this could shift around a little bit depending on the eventual track. Very hilly, lots of terrain. These issues, not just coastal, you start putting this rain on mountainous terrain. You start putting this rain on hills and these rivers. So we're talking about flash flooding, very dangerous flash flooding well inland. You don't have to be just on the coast. It can also happen inland. So that was the latest update on the hurricane from the Hurricane Center right out here in the operations area. This has been Ken Graham.
Just going to run this dog to see if we can find any type of human remains that are left.
Listen to Where Secrets Go to Die, The Disappearance of Derek Hennigan. From the Detroit Free Press, a new podcast set in the woods of Michigan's Upper Peninsula. Available on Apple, Spotify, Freep.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.